96.9, Boston Talks.
Yeah, a lot of father-son bonding. Dad and I went out. We were going to dinner and then the Celtics
game. Well,
tell
him why. It was your birthday.
It was my birthday. We were going dinner and the Celtics
game. No, wait a second. Claudia called me and said, if you're going to get anything for Michael for his birthday,
yeah,
can you get him 2 Celtics seats and take him out to dinner to a steakhouse? Because that's what he would like to do more than anything else in the
world.
He's
a Celtics nerd.
Except what he wants to do to me.
Okay, right. All right.
So it was a perfect night except that I had to go with Dad. Like, it was not a Field of Dreams moment. I gotta tell you, we almost killed each other 100 times during the night.
Yeah.
He started calling me. I said, Dad, I have an important meeting up at Budweiser at 3 o'clock. When I get out of the meeting, I'll call you.
When you say you have an important meeting with Budweiser, does that mean you're going to the penalty box lounge?
Oh, I was going up to
18-ounce beer?
I was going to meet with the company.
Oh, okay.
And my phone rings 11 times during the one-hour meeting when he couldn't be in contact with me.
Yeah.
He was panicked that I wouldn't get this done. We wouldn't meet.
Yeah, you are the Rain Man of the Antlebin family. Making a plan with you takes so much communication and verification, confirmation. Forget ever making a plan with him a week out, because that just means the phone calls will be 3 a day. That means 18 for a week.
So we finally agree upon, after both teams talk to each other for 16 days. We have, like, buffers, negotiators. This is like the NFL.
Secretaries, moderators.
This is like the NFL labor board meeting with the players. Like, it was not that difficult to make plans to go to a steakhouse. So we finally decide we're going to go to Grill 23. And you know why?
One of my all-time favorites.
Because Dad got so antsy for me to pick him up.
Right.
He lives in the South End. He said, I'm just going to walk to Grill 23, and you get there when you get there.
Okay. So, although I will say, making a plan with Michael is not exactly a treat. Michael is like Saddam Hussein. He will never confirm where he is, what he's going to be. Everything with you is undeclared. You will never make a plan.
I was trying to make a plan.
I don't know if you were.
So we get to Grill 23 at 5:05 p.m. on Thursday.
Right.
Okay? Not an unusual time to go to dinner. I mean, no, it's a little...
I mean, that's a bit early to go to a steakhouse.
But if you're going to a sporting event and you want to get to the game, you know, you have a couple-hour dinner at Grill 23 and you're on your
way. Well, it's not exactly next door to the Garden.
Well, I'm not saying they're going to get a big... For us, we needed to eat a little... It's not like I went there at 3 o'clock.
We wanted a leisurely meal.
Grill 23 is a great place.
Okay, so we were going to eat for two and a half hours and then to drive over to the game. You get there on time.
Okay.
So we walk in, and Dad and I both tend to exaggerate our stories a little bit, but you're going to have my back on this one. This is exactly how it happened. We walk in, and the hostess, who's the typical hot woman,
nice,
rude, cold as ice,
sweet,
never would talk to me in high school,
right,
type girl.
Yeah.
And
only thing she's ever going to say to you is how many in your party.
Exactly.
Right.
So she goes, 2, and I said yes, and she looks at us and says, I'm sorry, we're not open until 5:30, so there's nothing I can do.
And what time was this at?
5:05.
It was about 5:10.
Okay.
Maybe 5:10 by the end. But she said, the bar over there, you could stand at the bar and have a drink.
There's no seats.
At the bar?
At the bar.
You know, there's like 20 people standing at the bar. There's no room at the bar.
Great bar there.
Okay, but Eddie and I aren't exactly going to saddle up to the bar and get hammered.
Okay.
We're there for dinner.
Yeah.
Okay, so she looks at us and says, I can't do anything for you. And I said, well, can you just... And she turned her back on us and basically wouldn't talk to us anymore.
How'd she look from the back?
And so Eddie and I said... This is the most ridiculous, rude treatment we've ever gotten in a restaurant.
Well, I said to her,
wait, hold on.
If we sit down, there's not one person. Yeah. The tables are all set. Can we sit down there and have some drinks till 5:30?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she said, no.
Yeah, she says no. And so we basically, you know, under our breath say, F you. And we leave, and we walk across the street.
I don't get it. Were they supposed to... So the restaurant was open, she just wouldn't seat you?
No, the restaurant, the dining room did not open
they
until
don't
5.
Serve until 5:30.
5:30, okay?
Okay.
So we were willing to sit at a table
and
have some drinks until 5:30, even if we had to get the drinks from the bar and walk over to a table.
Yeah, but they weren't open yet.
The restaurant was open, the bar was open, every server was there. You think it was going to make a big deal if Eddie and I sat down?
Well, first of all, Danny. What?
Michael, I'm being completely serious. You always kiss the ass. Listen,
I'm being totally serious.
And I'm being
serious. They're not open until 5:30. What the hell? Why do you think you're
like,
so special that you had to be seated?
If there were seats at the bar, we might have done it. But there's tables 8 feet away from the bar, yeah, and we could sit at one of those tables.
Maybe the servers are all in their pre-meal meeting. Well, maybe they're eating. Maybe they're doing side work. Maybe they're cleaning. Maybe they're getting dressed. Maybe the bartender can't keep up with your drink orders already.
Danny, the fact that you consistently take the side of the restaurateur or just a really stupid maitre d' or hostess over your family time and time again, you just continually...
Well, first of all, you said she was really good-looking, so that goes a long way for me. Second note, I'm being right, but on a serious note, here's my point. You walk into a restaurant. If it was so important for you guys to be eating at 5 o'clock, you could have called to find out if they indeed are open at 5 o'clock. Dude, you didn't even call.
Danny, there were valet parking at 5 o'clock. The doors are open. The bars are open. I've never heard of a restaurant that opens on a half hour. We're sorry. We don't open the doors until 5:30. There's 10,000 restaurants in New England. I don't think any full-service restaurant opens on the half hour at 5:30. It is not ridiculous to expect if the door is open that you can sit down, get a menu, and if they don't open the kitchen until 5:30, I understand.
Most places that even serve just an evening meal open at 4.
Yeah, okay, but it's just a private business, and they can do as they seem fit.
So,
and by the way, here's the thing. Girl 23, I mean, it's, you know, I'd say probably my favorite steakhouse in Boston. This is a classy place. I mean, you're talking about beautiful people, well-dressed, lots of businessmen coming straight from downtown,
you know,
having these big meetings.
They're
wearing tailored suits, and you guys probably looked like schlubs.
No kidding,
they didn't want to see. Look at the two of you.
I'm going to Boston Common. I'm going to Boston Common. I'm going to line up about 20 winos, and I'm going to, as they go in the door of Girl 23, I'm going to give them a 20 and say, have a drink on me.
Yeah, go in there. You don't find a problem, Danny, with people just treating like a customer, a potential. Now, maybe I would have gone to Grill 23 every single week for 10 years. Maybe I'd have parties there. Maybe I would have business meetings there. I will never spend another cent at Grill 23.
I think they can take a look at you and know you are not what they would call in Vegas a whale.
You two
look like you're going to, the Outback. Grill 23. You're not Grill 23 material, Eddie.
We had the best seats at Boston Garden, so we really did dress well.
Yeah.
Because we knew we'd be on television.
Well, that's a good point, actually.
And Danny,
I did see you on TV in the Celtics game. That was pretty good.
The era is over.
I didn't have any underwear, but there's no way she could know that.
Right.
The era is over of being able to treat customers like crap. It's just over.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
There's 25 steakhouses in Boston.
And it's not like this was 8 p.m. on a Saturday night. It's 5 o'clock. And guess what? If the owner of Grill 23 was standing next to this dumb hostess, this moronic hostess who was just getting her jollies off by sticking to the rule of her little brochure in a little binder, this little monkey, her only job is to look at this binder and say, don't let people in until 5:30.
Although in her defense, she was good-looking, apparently.
You've now said this 100 times. If she was 400 pounds...
I'd like to see a picture. Was she wearing super pants?
Danny,
I want to know. I have a thing for hostesses.
There's not a hostess who's not good-looking because they're incompetent and can't do anything else in life. If you can't when you're good-looking enough and not tall enough to model, you stand behind a little box and say,
how many? I usually say 48. The bus is outside. We want to make sure it's clear.
All right, why don't we... I want to hear the... I know that the night actually took a worse turn after this. We'll come back and find out what happened once Eddie got into your car. Apparently things get very tragic very soon. 96.9 Talks.